This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Politics. Big Al is with you. Boy, it's been a hectic week, I have to tell you. Every day gets more and more busy, both in terms of what's going on geopolitically and what's going on at the Corlin household. Having said that, number of stories this week that we're going to be discussing today. One of them is the president's actions towards the Europeans, which is, I think, a very, very interesting story that isn't developing. It's pretty much developed. And the other story, obviously, is the Middle East. Dan McAdams sent me a missive that the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity put out. In essence, the missive said, we need to get out of the Middle East, and we're responsible for a lot of the deaths because of our involvement in the Middle East. And I love Ron Paul. I think Ron's a great guy, but I totally disagree with that. Got Jim McKinney on the line with me right now, and what we're going to discuss right now is not necessarily the U.S. involvement, although that certainly is a topic. I think the U.S., a couple of issues I want to discuss here because I know listeners feel this way. A lot of our listeners feel that Israel and the Zionists are in total control of the United States. I'm not really sure that that's true. I think we have a history of helping the Israelis. Is that right or is it wrong? I'm going to leave that up to you folks to decide. I will say one thing about the Palestinians, and that is when you know what's going to happen when you are involved in demonstrations, which according to the videos are not peaceful, my only question to them is, why do they do it? And I think a more accurate thing to say is, why does the Hamas leadership promote that, knowing that women and children, anybody who goes to those things and acts in any way violently, and I would say rushing a border fence is a violent action. I don't want to say they deserve what they get, because nobody deserves to get killed, but there is a certain thing called sanity, and there's a certain thing called stupidity. Jimmy, what do you think about all that?
Yeah, well, I agree with you completely. There's stupidity out there, but I believe that Hamas, first of all, the reason why they do that is because they clearly do not like the idea of Fatah and Mahmoud Abbas and other Arab countries cutting a peace deal with Israel. Hamas, their stated objective is to destroy the state of Israel. I mean, it's not, there's nothing hidden about that. They don't believe it should exist, and they don't believe it has a right to exist. And that's their argument, and that's the way they get support. And there are a number of both financial and political backers around the world that continue to argue that point.
Jimmy, let me interrupt you just for 1 second to say one thing. There is a difference, a huge difference, between feeling that Israel shouldn't exist, because that, in fact, negates the possibility of a two-state solution, which the Israelis, it's been my understanding, have been willing to do on numerous occasions in the past.
Yeah, they declared in 2009 that they'd be willing to accept some sort of a two-state solution. And, of course, that's been on the table quite a bit. And, unfortunately, between the split between both the West Bank and in Gaza, between Hamas and Fatah and the leadership of the Palestinians, make it impossible when Hamas continually gets support to undermine that process. And there's no question that this protest and the violence in Gaza was directed to inflame that tension, to get support back against Israel from its base, both funders and political supporters in Europe and in the Middle East.
You know, Jimmy, the one comment that I would have to make here is, taking a stance, I think Israel is in many instances overreacting and utilizing undue force. But I would have to say that when you have people storming your borders, attempting to cut through fences, burning tires so you can't see what's going on in the background, lobbing weapons into the country. I mean, what the hell do you expect? I mean, you know, you can talk about the damn Zionists. You can talk about stupidity. You can talk about their terrible people. You can talk about being a demonic regime. But my point is, what do you expect when you engage in action like that? What do you expect when you rile up women and children? I mean, who's to blame here?
Yeah, it's manipulating people to a political end, and it's unfortunate. And of course, that's what terrorists do to frighten people. But of course, terrorist regimes and organizations that are bent on violence, they use their people, they manipulate their people, and it's a sad thing. And I'm sure that many of your listeners out there probably have seen that actually Hamas has said and openly declared that 50 of the 60 people killed in the violence were actually Hamas members, which would, you know, pretty much clarify why they were, you know, intent on violence. They're attempting to undermine this process. And that's not really valuable or good for anybody. How many democracies, functioning democracies, are there in the Middle East?
One. There's one, yeah.
One.
Although people could argue that Syria was a function of democracy because of the election. I suppose that on a technical point, I suppose somebody could say that. But the fact of the matter is...
But I do want to address that, because some of your listeners and writers, your commenters, talk about that. There's going to be an election here in the next couple of days in Venezuela. And basically, all the opposition candidates have been either forced out, put in prison, or been restricted legally from participating. You will find the exact same thing happened in the 2014 Syrian election. So was that a realistic and a possible, functioning democratic election? Hardly. So I think it's the same situation there. Yeah, there were elections in Gaza. Hamas won those elections, but can you say it's a functioning democracy when the institutions are not actually allowing people to participate publicly, or any opposition can come out and actually say something about the threat of violence? I don't think you can. I think that's I think it's an actual disgrace to make those types of comments to say that that is a functioning democracy, because the foundation of democracy is the free ability to campaign and to operate with allowing people to have the choice that they would like. And so there are many parties. There are Arab parties inside Israel, and Arabs do have jobs and they work in Israel, and Palestinians do. They are allowed a voice, and if they won an election, they could do that. And of course, that's a big part of the struggle, is to, from the Arab direction, is to try to get enough demographics in Israel to change an election outcome. And part of this, that's part of the reason why they don't really want to see a two-state solution, because of the demographics. So it's a complex issue.
Certainly, it's a very complex issue,
The violence was absolutely unnecessary, except to advance the ideas of extremists that don't want peace.
You know, I just have two questions. Unfortunately, we don't have time in this particular KER politics segment. But you know, the comment that I would want to, that I would make here, is that the Islamic faith has a lot of very decent people involved in it. They've also got a few nutcases, and the nutcases are a lot more vocal and a lot stronger, I would have to say, at least in the Middle East, which has been proven by their actions, than some of the folks who are what I would call decent Islamic folks. They're just not very vocal, and they should be. Having said that, it just makes no sense to me to make a statement by allowing children and women to be killed. That is, in my opinion, cowardly. Cutting off people's heads and the videotaping, the thing is absolutely cowardly. The people are tied up. There is no way they can retaliate. I don't have time for any of this stuff, I have to tell you. I really don't. We're going to get some comments on this. I'll address every single one of them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I got to tell you, you might agree with Jimmy and myself, and you might disagree, and my guess is most of you are probably going to disagree, but I feel very strongly about that. I think that Hamas is a great organization when it comes to attempting to influence people's opinions. You know, when you find out why some of the actions that are going on in the Middle East are going on, that it's all stirred up by Hamas. They don't really care about children. They don't really care about themselves. All they care about is martyrdom and attempting to make Israel look bad. My opinion is that's stupid with a capital S. Anyway, we're done with that. Now we're going to talk about Europe. I'm going to talk about Europe for the next three segments, what that has to do with investing, because when you have an area, an economy that is that large, you know it's going to have a very effective impact on investing for folks in the United States. Got Larry Amernick on the line with me right now. Larry, I just bought a book that you recommended by a guy named Douglas Murray. Tell us about Douglas Murray.
Well, Douglas Murray is an English man of letters. He published his first book while he was in the second year at Oxford, which was a biography of Lord Alfred Douglas, and it won acclaim. And he hasn't looked back. He's written books on both history. He's published a play about Raoul Wallenberg, the famous Swedish diplomat during World War II who saved a lot of Jews from Hungary. He he's written early warnings about the rising tide of the movement of Islam in Europe. And then finally, his epic, which is The Strange Death of Europe, which has gotten not only acclaim, but it is now the most discussed book. I don't mean D-I-S-G-U-S-T, I mean D-I-S-C-U-U-S-S-E-D. It's the most discussed book in Europe right now, in which he claims that Europe is committing suicide, that it has lost its values, and that it's being taken over by Sharia. And that the Europeans have basically lost their fight, basically because they feel guilty about their colonialist past.
Well, it's interesting. You know, we're going to be talking with Chris Temple here in segments 5 and 6 about what's going on over there. Basically, Europe has raised its middle finger to the United States, specifically to Donald Trump, and I really have to wonder if that's appropriate. At this moment in time, I personally don't think it is appropriate. I mean, the facts are the facts. What's going on is going on. We're going to talk about that at length with Chris, but how do you think this could potentially, and we're throwing you a bit of a curveball, Larry, but you're a pretty smart guy. How do you think this is going to potentially affect U.S. investors? Is the European situation potentially bad enough that the European, that our domestic investors are going to become affected in a negative way?
I don't think so. I think the European politicians are all bluster. They don't have a lot of power. You got to remember, they are liberal democracies. Their businesses operate like they do in the United States. They operate independently and they look after their own interests. For example, when Merkel from Germany and Macron from France stuck up, as you said, their middle finger at Trump for basically pulling out of the Iran deal, they said they were going to continue doing business. However, Total, which is the large French oil company, announced that it's going to start cutting back its investments in Iran. The corporations know who their major business partners are, and they know where their interests lie.
Well, you know, one thing I've found over the years, Larry, is business is business and social issues are social issues. I'm not saying that all social issues are negative, but I am saying that when it comes to business, you have a specific goalpost. You have a measurement of exactly the effectiveness of an action. And that's what I like about business. That's what I like about capitalism. You have a measurement. If you're doing something wrong, you're going to lose money and you're going to correct that and you're going to start doing something right. I don't see that going on in a lot of societies right now. And I have to say, I think that's a real shame, to say the least. How about you? Any comments on that?
Not really. I think that's pretty accurate. I think that a lot of European companies, they're going to hold their nose and follow Trump's lead. As much as they don't like it, they will publicly criticize him. But French companies and German companies know where their major business partners are, and they know where their funding comes from. And if they're going to make a choice of dealing with Iran or dealing with the United States, they're going to hold their nose and deal with the United States because they need our credit and they need our consumers. And that's it. I mean, it's as simple as that. And Trump is giving them a very simple choice to make. I mean, that's his brilliance. People don't have to like him. He's a bull in a china shop. But he makes things very clear.
To say he's a bull in a china shop, I think, is a very accurate way to put it. Bulls can also be very effective. I personally feel really strongly, and I'd like to get your opinion on this really quick, and that is, I think Trump is doing an exemplary job. He's not a very popular guy, but some things, very important geopolitical issues, have been resolved, and I think not just in the favor of the United States, but in the favor of the world. Would you agree with that?
Totally. He's a disruptor, and this is what disruptors do, and this is, at this point in history, he's the right person for the right job, because neither the Democrat or Republican Party seem to want to face whatever issues we have. And he hits them head on, and he wants to deal with them. And if he makes a mistake, he changes. He changes whatever he's doing because he's a pragmatist, which is the true American philosophy. That's our only gift to the world of philosophy, to the world, is pragmatism.
You know, I want to make one comment about what I said about the effectiveness of business. We have a situation in Seattle, Washington right now that's really, really interesting. The homeless situation in Seattle is absolutely terrible. It's dangerous. It's ready to erupt into violence like Seattle has never seen. The city council, wearing their Birkenstocks, many members of the city council said, well, we'll solve this by putting a head tax on any company making over $50 million a year. Gross. Amazon definitely falls into that category. They said we want $750 per employee. Amazon stuck their middle finger up and said, I'm sorry, we're not going to do that. And guess who caved in? It was the dissenting members of the city council who wanted to see that tax. I say Amazon's a company to invest in. Having said that, Larry, we've got about 20 seconds. You got the final word. Business principles are correct. Don't you agree?
I agree totally. And if what will affect the European markets will not be the conflict between Trump and their leaders, but basically the performance of the businesses during their own business cycle.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. From Big Al and Larry Amernick.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines Cells takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Larry Ackerman's a good guy, and I got to tell you, I also really respect Jim McKinney. I know they're not two of your favorite guests, but I have to say, if you take off your blinders, let your emotions not necessarily run away with you, and just listen to what they have to say, and I think you'll begin to understand why I agree with them. Got Mr. T on the line with me right now. Chris called me this morning and said, you know, there are some incredibly important events coming out of Europe right now. They are going to affect us economically. They're going to affect investors economically. Let's talk about that, Chris.
Well, first of all, it amazes me, Al, that in recent days, and to some extent, investors in the U.S. in particular kind of have, you talk about blinders, they have blinders on. Mm-hmm. Most U.S.-based investors, most Americans generally, pay very, very little attention to what's going on in the world, except for many of them when it comes to foreign policy, and then they either want to be chest thumpers like Donald Trump or John McCain or somebody else and go and bomb Iran or bomb this country or that country, or they're opposed to that and trying to stop it. But especially when it gets beyond that and deeper into a lot of financial things going on, people pay little attention. Now, you and I remember back in 2010 and 2011 in the spring time of both of those years that you had the debt issues with the so-called pigs nations mm-hmm. come to the forefront. Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain.
Yep.
And for extended periods of time, on more than one occasion, we saw the dollar scream higher and gold at the same time move higher. Treasury bonds move higher because everybody wondered, you know, what's going on in the Eurozone? Are they going to be able to keep all the balls in the air? What is going on today with Italy specifically, and this is a sidebar, and with what Europe is getting ready to do generally in another sense because of their decision to go in a different direction from the U.S. when it comes to Iran sanctions, this is arguably a bigger story, potentially, than what went on back there, and yet nobody is paying a bit of attention to it.
Well, we're certainly paying attention to it, and you're certainly paying attention to it. I appreciate you bringing it to our attention over here at the KE Report. I agree 100%. You know, it's interesting. I was talking with Larry Ackerman about that, and I was talking about business principles, the effectiveness of business versus the effectiveness of thinking with your heart, thinking with your emotions. 9 times out of 10, when you think with your emotions, it doesn't friggin' work. Business principles, if you adhere to them and if you look at what's going on in the economy, why it's going on, etc., etc., you're always going to get a very clear picture here. Europe, I think, is not looking at this from the situation in their country. Let's just talk about immigration here. They're not looking at it from any standpoint other than a bleeding heart social standpoint. Am I saying that that's wrong? Yes, to an extent that's very wrong because they are hurting their own citizens. Chris, what do you think about that?
Well, that's what is starting to change, and that is one of the transformations in Europe that is starting to change. It's going from east to west to a great extent. Now, let's take Italy, if we're going to start with immigration, Al. Mm-hmm. First of all, Viktor Orban, who is one of the few national leaders on this planet left that is trying to save Western civilization, he was recently overwhelmingly reelected. He wants to end the unlimited migration to his country. He correctly says that they can do better for everybody involved, not the least of which are his own people, by helping migrants where they are rather than importing them and causing the financial and social and societal upheavals that that is causing. The leaders of Poland have said the same thing. Italy, you just had a government, you know, if you go back to last spring, you had all this hand-wringing over, oh, my God, what if these misogynists and Euroskeptics and whatnot, what if these people, these insular-looking, xenophobic people like a Marine Le Pen or like Geert Wilders in the Netherlands, what if they win? Well, you know what? They just won in Italy, and they're in the process of trying to put together a government. And this is arguably bigger news because Italy, among other things, at the same time that it is now thrown down the gauntlet to the bleeding hearts in Europe, and they've said enough, no more of this migration that is causing Europe to commit suicide and assisted suicide, really, in a slow way, they say enough. Now, when this country says enough, you've got a lot more important economy that you're talking about and the biggest banking system mess in all of Europe right now. So part of what is going on in Europe is there is some major pushback that the people in Brussels aren't going to be able to ignore anymore that are trying to bring in all of these foreigners and water down Europe. So that's one of numerous things happening over there right now, Al, that you've got major pushback on this.
I want to get into this a little bit deeper in the next segment, if you don't mind, Chris, but I'm going to start here, and I want to say that the situation in the Middle East, whether you're talking about the Israelis, whether you're talking about the Palestinians, regarding, you know, which is kind of a misnomer here, let's say the Arabs, the one thing you have to realize, in my opinion, is a relatively speaking small portion of the world is now, in a very real sense, controlling the world. And I'm not talking about strictly Israel. I'm talking about Israel and all of the other countries that happen to be Islamic. We are so guarded in our actions towards those people that we're actually hurting ourselves. And I would maintain somewhat strongly that those folks don't really give a shit about us, Chris.
Well, I think I would agree with that. But where this concerns Europe is that you're starting to see, and Italy is a flashpoint now, pushback on this as well as on a lot of things that has been accepted for quite a while now, certainly since 1999 when they changed the currency regimen and then started to further strengthen the EU itself. But, you know, the EU game plan of migration, increasingly more of it, of the mutualization of economies and debts and fiscal policy and so forth, you've got still some major pushback. And look, a lot of us have said for a long time that no matter how long it takes or how it comes about specifically, this whole euro experiment was doomed from the beginning because it was never set up to benefit the people of Europe. It was set up to benefit the corporations and the banks of Europe, the do-gooders who want to use the whole planet as their playground for social experimentation and whatnot. That's not the basis on which that you build any cohesive society and economy. And, you know, whether it's migration now from the standpoint of Poland and Hungary and Italy and some others, whether it is banking, which is going to be a big, an even bigger flashpoint that will more directly impact markets on Italy, or the next thing coming down the pike with Europe more broadly deciding to go a different direction from the U.S., this stands the chance, Al, of being the most substantial demarcation between the U.S.'s fate and that of Europe than we have seen in a century. And nobody's talking about it very much.
Well, people really are talking more about the poor, downtrodden, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not saying, I don't want to sound like a terrible person. I mean, you and I are both practicing Christians. We really believe in the proclamation of the kingdom, which is love your neighbor, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to say that you can love your neighbor more by helping him. As Jesus taught us, you teach a man how to fish, and you've solved the problem. You give him fish, and you haven't solved the problem. And to a very large extent, that's what we have going on in the Western world right now. In the Western world, by that I mean certainly Europe, and to an extent in many cities in the United States. And I got to tell you, Chris, I think that is an incredible shame. Ladies and gentlemen, going to take a real quick break here for a commercial. Going to be right back with Mr. T.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show. Got Mr. Temple with me again on the line. You know, Chris, let's get some specifics. I have a tendency to give a lot of platitudes in the sense that I'm a pretty opinionated individual. I'm also a pretty emotional individual. But you know what? That has got me nowhere in many cases. So rather than talk about that right now, let's talk about some of the specific events that are occurring in Europe that are detrimental and that will definitely have an effect on U.S. investors.
Well, there's a few things, Al. I'm going to tick them off as quickly as I can. First of all, with Italy, you've got the Five Star Movement Party, and you've got the Northern League that are trying to put together a coalition government. They've got their platform hammered out, which not only pushes back on migration, they want to take back control from both Brussels and Frankfurt of their major industries, their own ability to bail out their banking system. They don't want Italian savers forced to bail it out. They basically have said all but they want to break away from the euro. They've dropped that specific pledge, but they want to have some solution to where they can pretty much paper over all of their own problems under their own control. They also, and this is a big thing going on as we end this week, they also have said what even Silvio Berlusconi had said previously when he was there, that it has been a horrible mistake for the people of Europe generally and for the people of Italy specifically to allow the criminal bastards, the neocons and warmongers that run the U.S. and have turned NATO into an aggressive force, to allow them one more time to put the continent of Europe at risk of war. And they have said enough. Russia is not our enemy. We should not have sanctions against Russia. Russia is our friend. And it's high time that we tell the U.S. to mind their own business. That is something that is starting to come to the fore elsewhere again as well, ironically, as a consequence of President Trump saying that the U.S. is going to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal and he's going to sanction anybody that we don't like that doesn't toe the line. So now what you have the EU saying is that, all right, well, we can draft legislation here that will protect any European company that the U.S. wants to sanction. Furthermore, and this is huge if this happens, furthermore, we will stop using the dollar, as is the current custom, in trading oil and buying oil from Iran. We will use our own currency. We don't have to use the dollar because, you know, this country Al, the U.S., has used the dollar as a weapon backed by the U.S. military. Sure. To do everything that we want in the world. And it's not you and I and our neighbors and friends and the people down at the bar that we visit with on a Friday night. It's people who aren't even elected to anything in this country that control those who are.
I agree.
And they have used this country, this military, our sons and daughters as cannon fodder. And the dollar has been the linchpin for that. And now, of all the times to do it, Europe is saying, you know what, we can break away from that. That is potentially huge. I mentioned with Corey, you know, on our market wrap as far as the markets, that that's something that bears watching. It's one thing if one little tin horn country here or there wants to make a statement against the U.S., and whether it was Gaddafi, whether it was Saddam Hussein before him, oh, yeah, you don't want to use a dollar, we'll come in and kill you. Are they going to go and kill Angela Merkel? Are they going to try and kill Mr. Juncker, who runs the EU? I don't think so. So this is pretty big stuff that we've got to look for. And I hope, believing in and desiring peace, that Vladimir Putin, who really is Europe's friend, he's always wanted to be Europe's friend, he greeted Angela Merkel Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And believe me, one of the things they talked about was Trump's threat to Germany. That if they don't put, you know, if they don't deep six the second gas pipeline from Russia into Europe, then we're going to carry through with sanctions on German steel makers and aluminum and so forth. And I sincerely hope, not because I'm unpatriotic, but because I am, and I want everybody mm-hmm. to be able to get out from under the yoke of the criminals that run this country from behind the scenes. I sincerely hope that Putin and Merkel and the rest of the leaders of Europe are coming up with a game plan to just tell the people that run the U.S. to go straight to hell where they belong.
That's a pretty good point, Chris. That element of the deep state, as I would call it, and that element of conspiracy theory, I happen to agree with. A lot of conspiracy theory, I think, is just crap, but I do agree with that 100%. Chris, let's just make a conjecture here a little bit. How do you think this thing is going to turn out? Is it just really too early to tell, in your opinion?
It probably is. You know, both sides are looking to buy a little bit of time. I think if Trump was not influenced by the deep state, he has sense enough to know that he shouldn't be picking a fight with Europe or Russia, either one. I think in his heart of hearts, he doesn't want to. Unfortunately, he's neither smart enough nor strong enough of character to be able to really break away from these people and go back to a candidate, Trump, who wouldn't be doing any of this for the most part, very little of it at least. He probably would still pull out of the Iran thing because, you know, of the Zionist influence with him. But as far as trying to pick a fight with Russia or expand NATO and the rest of that stuff, he would, anything he does in that regard now is completely at odds with what he promised as a candidate. So we'll see how these things play out. But I do believe that especially if Trump sticks to his game plan and wants to try and follow through by punishing European nations and corporations with this, and if Europe is going to be of one mind in this, both for geopolitical reasons, for wanting to protect that Iran nuclear deal, and based on their belief that there is no threat of a nuclear weapons program from Iran if they keep this, and their desire to control their own destiny, you know, this is potentially huge. If this is what it's going to take to have a major hit against the basically U.S. dollar hegemony that's controlled the world since the end of the Second World War.
You know, Chris, I gotta tell you, I would agree with that. And I think the thought of buying oil from Iran in local currency, specifically German, I don't think the British would do it, but the Germans would, the French would, the Greeks would, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason I say that is because what have they got to lose? They got nothing to lose. They're basically calling the bluff of the United States. And I would have to say that it's probably somewhat appropriate to do that at this point in time because, you know, at the risk of making a statement, in my opinion, not based on emotion, but based on fact, we're not the country that we used to be. We're a great country. I'm an incredible patriot, got an American flag flying from my home, et cetera, et cetera. But some serious mistakes
have been made by the politicians. Now, I will say that I think that Trump is making more good moves than he is bad moves. But, Chris, you've got a great newsletter called The National Investor. Tell me, what would you suggest to your readers that they do at this moment in time, given the environment as we've discussed for the past couple of segments?
Oh, that's a whole different subject. But the biggest thing, I guess I'll just say right for now, is to have a lot of powder dry. If anybody goes to my website, one of the commentaries you'll see there is that you have to be an agnostic right now. And I don't mean that in a religious sense, but I mean that you can't be a perma-bull or a perma-bear. There are so many conflicting things at play, which is the reason why when you look at the broad stock market, it's been kind of choppy and more or less going sideways for a while. A lot of rotation, a lot of changes going on. You've got to pick your individual stories. I've got numerous trading recommendations based on the kind of stuff that I've been talking about. But now is no time to be a hero, and it's not a time to be either a perma-bull or a perma-bear.
I think a better way to put it is now is a time to not think with your emotions. Look at what's happened in the past. Look at the importance of geopolitical events. Look at the importance of business fundamentals. Forget how you feel about the poor and downtrodden at this moment in time, and I don't say that sarcastically. Think about what you have to look at to really make the right decision for yourself and your family and also for our country. I mean, if we go in the toilet, for lack of better terms, as individuals economically, what's that going to do to the U.S.? It's going to kill it, for lack of better terms. Chris, you're a very bright guy. Always a pleasure. www.nationalinvestor.com. It's a great website. Take a look. You can reach it from our website easily.
Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.